and welcome to episode 3 of Mornings with a Stranger. I raise my cup to you filled with gunpowder green tea at the perfect drinking temperature. So today, we live in a really weird world. We're a really weird country or something. I don't know, and I probably have said that before, even though this isn't episode number 3, but it still holds true for me. There's a story that came out January 1st, I believe it was, a teacher in Utah who was fired because he was doing a art color project with his students. He took a deck of art cards that were in the school supplies, so these were not brought from home, these were in the school. They had purchased them 3 years ago, was distributing them or showing them or whatever, and there happened to be a couple of nudes in them, paintings of people, like our art history. I on one level, I really want to like respect the parents and talk to them and understand what the heck is going on. And on the other hand, I guess I find this a little bit laughable, which maybe isn't fair or right of me or whatever. But I am just looking at the pictures. The two that they talked about were Odalisque and Iris Tree, and both of them were, one of them, Odalisque, is like, you know, I'm thinking every person, there's nothing that you're seeing there that anybody who hasn't had a younger brother or sister laying on the floor without their diaper on hasn't seen. And just, it's amazing. So what ended up happening, this guy got fired because parents called and said that pornography was being shown at the school. And so the cops came, it was looked at, and they said, no, this isn't pornography. But the guy, the teacher, didn't agree to resign, so they fired him. And I guess some of the pictures made some of the kids uncomfortable, which is kind of just too bad. Like, I'm looking at that and going, that's kind of just too bad. Like, this wasn't a deck full, you know, the Mona Lisa was there and various other paintings that we all have seen and know. It's just fascinating to me. Like, I just want to like dive into this school and talk to these parents and these kids. And apparently the teacher even addressed that and, you know, like offered the kids to talk to their parents about it, for which then the cops were called and he got fired. And there's parents who are standing behind him saying, this is way blown out of proportion. I'm really glad to hear that. The kids were upset, that one of the kids, at least, that they interviewed was upset because her teacher was in trouble and she didn't think it was that big of a deal. And so, again, it just begs the question to me of what are the households like where these parents are freaking out and the kids are uncomfortable? Like, these are 11-year-old kids, is what I believe the age was that I saw. And I'm sad if they've been in a situation, and I kind of get it because I don't think I would have responded that way at that age, but I can't help but think I might have felt weird, but not for any good reason, but because I grew up in a family where that was like, I would have been in fear that I was doing something wrong by even just seeing this picture. And that's not healthy, and that's not a way an 11-year-old should be. He did invite the kids, if they saw something that made them uncomfortable, to bring them up to him, and it sounded like he tried to pull anything out too that he thought might be inappropriate. And tried to explain to the kids that these were paintings, this is our history, these are icons, that they were icons. Hence the reason they're in this deck, right? So, yeah, we live in such a weird world where in our country, sexuality is obviously such a screwed up thing. On one hand, women are always told they're not enough, they're not good enough. We have images of every woman who's being, you know, doctored, visual pictures being doctored in the magazine, what they have to do to be good enough for us to look at on television, and have this kind of thrown in our faces. And then there's this weird thing about nudity and, you know, seeing a woman's nipple, which is just horrifying. It just makes no sense, where dudes can walk around without their shirts on all the time. I don't get it. Anyway, I'm just really happy to see that some parents are sticking up for this guy. I hope he gets his job back, and I hope that there's a major conversation. I hope that the parents who are standing up for this guy can, like, start a conversation about the screwed upness about our culture. And my gosh, if this is throwing you for a loop, life is going to be really, really hard. You know, I think that how does this make these girls feel about their bodies? I mean, my gosh, if just seeing a nipple or a, you know, a bare derriere is so horrible, think about how we have such a sick culture of women and their own bodies and being uncomfortable in the, you know, in their own space getting undressed. And don't think that people think sometimes how deeply this goes into some people and how much it does affect them. Obviously, we see the effects of it, or we wouldn't have so many eating disorders and things that women do. You know, some women are, in a sense, quote unquote, strong enough to not eat, deny themselves food, throw up. You know, we can look at that as a weakness, but it's also a strength to reach your goals, to be what you're being told you're supposed to be. So, you know, I don't know if the parents, I'm sure there's so much fear in the parents, and they probably don't even understand their own issues with bodies and nudity and whatever. And obviously the difference between a picture and pornography. And I'm concerned about the kids growing up in this household, these households, and just, it's just sad. It's just too bad. And it creates this weird confusion. And I'm sure that some of it is the fear of, if you have women who are fearful of their own bodies, then it will keep them from having sex and therefore will have less unplanned pregnancies. But we're not looking at the bigger picture of how much that destroys a person on a daily basis. And then as women, we're supposed to go into these relationships and be powerful and stand up for ourselves. And how in the world are we supposed to do that besides cutting men off, which going into a relationship, not a healthy sexual relationship, and then that causes a whole bunch of different issues too. So anyway, an interesting aspect to balance, and I don't know how to fix our weird sexual culture, but it's very confused, and it's very sort of on this, I don't even know if it's a continuum or a kind of a pull or yanking that feels like is happening with, and has been for a very long time. I'm not saying this is anywhere near new, but I just, this story kind of blew my mind that we're in 2018 and this happened to this guy over these paintings, that he was fired. This wasn't just a discussion. This was being fired. Cops were called because it was pornography. I'm just fascinated. We live in a very interesting world. Thank you very much for listening today on episode 3 of Mornings with a Stranger. I hope you return. And, you know, if you have some interesting story or comment or whatever below as a listener, comment that you would like to put below on the actual website or whatever, feel free to do so. I'm always fascinated with our world and exploring that in my little brain space. Have a fantastic day.